Exclusive Missouri's Eric Greitens, "I'm the strongest supporter of the Second Amendment." By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 4, 2021. Eric Greitens, former Missouri governor, Navy SEAL and current U.S. Senate candidate, told Breitbart News Saturday that he's the strongest supporter of the Second Amendment in this race. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview discussing Missouri's Second Amendment Preservation Act, which is a recently enacted law that prohibits state agencies from helping the federal government enforce any law, rule or regulation which Missouri considers an infringement on the right to bear arms. Boyle asked Greitens for his opinion on that piece of legislation. The former governor had this to say. "Matt, look, where I stand has always been clear. I support the Second Amendment. In fact, I'm the strongest supporter of the Second Amendment in this race. I'm the only person in my race has ever carried a weapon in combat when I served as a Navy SEAL I carry here at home. And I support the Second Amendment Preservation Act. The second we need to be out there, the Second Amendment Protection Act is essential and I'm behind it, period. In fact, I support any legislation that strengthens our ability to protect ourselves, our families, our property." Boyle highlighted that, while serving as governor, Greitens authorized gun owners with concealed carry permits to carry their firearm in the Missouri State Capitol building. "I believe that our law-abiding citizens have the right to protect themselves, their families, their businesses, and that includes in the state capitol. Why, Matt? Because it is their building, it's their house. It's not a house for politicians and lobbyists," Greitens said. "So yes, I was 100% behind that, and who is opposing me? The weak establishment Renos. At every turn, I have stood up for law-abiding citizens, stood up for their right to fight for, and we have stood together to fight for their liberties. And when Joe Biden attacks them, when Renos attack them, we're gonna stand up and fight for the Second Amendment," he continued. Boyle went on to discuss Greitens' campaign and noted that the former governor said, if elected, he will not support Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, for Republican Senate leader. Boyle also criticized Republican senators for bailing out the Democrat Party on things like the Build Back Better bill. "You pointed out that time and time again, the Renos in the establishment have actually stabbed the American people in the back," Greitens said. "Keep in mind when President Trump was in office, and I think you've made this point, the Republicans could have come together with him to pass a real infrastructure bill, including funding a border wall on our southern border, but they didn't do that. But now you see you'll have 19 Senate Republicans, 19 of them, side with Joe Biden and his leftist Green New Deal agenda. We shouldn't even call it infrastructure. It was over $1 trillion. And only about 10% of it goes to the kind of stuff that guys like you and me, Matt, consider real infrastructure, roads, bridges and ports. We have to stand up for liberty. We have to fight for the First Amendment when we have to fight for the Second Amendment," he said. "The only people who are really doing that are the America First fighters who are willing to fight against the mainstream media. Fight against the left, and also fight against the Republican establishment. And you're exactly right, Matt, I'm the only candidate in this race who's come out and said when I'm in the Senate, I'm voting for new leadership. We don't need Mitch McConnell's Senate Majority Leader. We need strong America First leadership in the Republican Party." Boyle then brought up the contrast between Republican leaders in the House and Senate. House Republicans took a strong stance against the latest Democrat spending bill. On the other hand, Senate Republicans negotiated with the Democrats. He asked Greitens what qualities would he like to see in a Republican Senate leader. "What we need is somebody who's willing to fight. Okay, and let's just put some real meat on the bones there," Greitens said. "When you see that the left is pushing and funding critical race theory in places like the U.S. military, that's a place where we stand up and we need to fight. We need fighters who are willing to stand up and fight. And the fact is the American people recognize, and they know what I learned as a boxer, that you might not win every round, but you can win the fight," he said. "They recognize what I know as a Navy SEAL, which is that you may not win every battle but you can win the war. What they also know is if you don't fight, you won't win. And they're sick of watching establishment Renos who we will not fight for them, but instead make these deals which really only benefit the swamp." Boyle mentioned that Democrat policies have real-world implications, whether it's public safety, police officer safety, or our fundamental rights. He asked the former governor to put all of the real-world implications into context. Everyone seen for themselves, through real-world consequence. Not just of leftist nonsense, but also of Reno weakness. You know, when you have the Joe Biden's policy in Afghanistan, everybody watched that disaster, he said. Everyone watched those 13 Americans who gave their lives because of Joe Biden's failure. And everyone recognizes now that the people of the United States of America are less safe because of Joe Biden's policies. Here at home, people saw that we had the largest year-on-year increase in homicides in American history, he said. Every single one of those additional murders is not just a life lost. It is an entire family torn apart. That is damage and wounds that people carry with them for the rest of their lives. And it is unnecessary. But you have to have fighters who are willing to stand up against Black Lives Matter, who are willing to stand up against Antifa. You look at the real-world consequences of the COVID tyranny. You look at the real-world consequences of critical race theory. To finish the interview, Greitens discussed how the military's vaccine mandates will weaken our armed services by depleting our number of troops. Again, who does that benefit? It benefits China. It benefits Russia. And it makes all of us less safe. It is time for Americans around the country to stand up and recognize that the time is now. We all have a role to play, Greitens said. The fight is here. This is the moment if we care about our country. If we care about the future for our kids and our grandkids. We have to fight, and that's why I'm running for the U.S. Senate. We have to stand up and fight for all of our service members. Everything, every soldier, sailor, airman, Marine Coast Guardsman. We need leaders to stand up and have their backs because they are willing to put their lives on the line for us. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.